This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. As we begin to get older, our needs change, and we may need a little more help from others. Fortunately, our community offers plenty of long-term care, health care, and home-based services for older adults. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Amanda Boatwright, administrator at Lanyap Healthcare Services, about finding the right services for older adults and the role of long-term care in addressing special health care needs.
Amanda, as baby boomers are getting older, what do you think are the services that we will have to learn to provide them?
There are a lot of services in the communities available for seniors. However, a lot of seniors are not aware of what services they do have. Some examples are Meals on Wheels program, the local council on aging, home health services, hospice services, skilled nursing facilities, outpatient therapy. There are also transportation services for MD appointments, sitting services, mental health services, which includes IOPs, which is intensive outpatient programs. And then, of course, there's inpatient facilities also available for any type of mental health issues regarding the elderly.
So there is a whole continuum of services that can be provided to them. You work at a facility which provides skilled nursing care. So what exactly is that?
Skilled nursing care is an intensive therapy program and nursing program where we offer certain services 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, and they're gearing more towards 7 days a week in the future. Skilled nursing involves occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy. A lot of facilities offer respiratory therapy. And then, of course, once the patient is there, they also have the social experience of interacting with others and learning new things and staying involved. But we have a lot of people who come to the facilities for different reasons for skilled care.
So what would be some of those reasons?
Most people come for skilled nursing due to maybe a surgery that they had or a complication from the surgery. It could have been stroke, and now they need help walking again or speaking or have swallowing issues. Some people have fallen at home or just overall become weak, and when they come in and for skilled nursing and do the therapy program, they are a lot stronger when they discharge back home. We have a lot of people who come in who have had elective hip replacements or shoulder replacements, knee replacements, and then unfortunately we have those that come in who have a hip fracture or another type of fracture related to a fall, and those take a little bit more time to recuperate from. But skilled nursing can be temporary and the patient return home back to their prior level of functioning or get back as much independence as they can so they can return home.
And most insurance would cover skilled nursing care.
Most insurances do cover skilled nursing care. Of course, Medicare covers the first 20 days at 100%, and after that, the next 80 days they cover at 80%. And then there's different types of other insurances out there, but Medicare is the probably the number one payer source for skilled care.
My guest for today was Amanda Boatwright, who's the administrator at Lanyap Healthcare Services. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.